Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. The death toll from those wildfires in California stands at 11 right now, but officials are expecting that to rise as more people are able to go back to their burned properties. CBS's Charlie DeMar says the weather isn't helping.
Firefighters brought in Chinooks to douse fierce flames racing towards Los Angeles neighborhoods. Residents facing the Palisades fire got new evacuation orders as the weekend began.
I took all of my family photos of my grandfather who's recently passed. You know, those are the only things that you can't recover, yeah. Right?
Calmer winds helped firefighters gain some control of the biggest blazes on Friday, but winds are forecast to pick back up in an area that hasn't seen major rain in more than 8 months, and there's none in the forecast either.
It's difficult to breathe in some of the areas affected by the fires. Meteorologist Craig Allen on the dangerous situation.
Air quality conditions can reach very unhealthy levels for today. The AQI will start with orange, which is unhealthy for sensitive groups. It may get to red, which is unhealthy for just about everybody, and perhaps even reach purple levels once again in a few areas, which all groups should avoid all outdoor physical activity if possible.
The weather problems in the nation's south are the opposite of flame. It's a freezing mess.
I'm Jim Crisula in Lexington, South Carolina. A winter storm has brought snow, ice, power outages, and air and ground travel havoc from Texas to the Carolinas. Hundreds of motorists got stuck on icy roads in metro Atlanta. Thousands of flights were canceled or delayed at the major airline hubs of Dallas-Fort Worth, Atlanta, and Charlotte.
And New Orleans law enforcement officials are working hard to reassure football fans headed there for the Super Bowl after that New Year's Day truck attack that killed 14 people. Police Superintendent Ann Kilpatrick.
The NFL security team is confident in our security safety plan, and we are too.
It's wild card weekend for the NFL, and there's a pair of games. The Chargers are taking on the Texans, and the Ravens battle the Steelers. The nation has lost a legend. Sam Moore, the surviving half of the 1960s duo Sam and Dave, is dead at the age of 89. He told CBS in 2014.
I know this, at the end of the night, before I leave that stage, I better do Soul Man. Gotta do it.
Moore's publicist says there were complications while he was recovering from surgery. The two were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1992. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A Wisconsin cranberry farmer is on a mission to restore wetlands by building what he calls mock beaver dams, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Jim Hoffman says he got his interest in beaver dam analogs after helping a Nordic skiing buddy release an orphaned beaver on his property with a constructed lodge and a stuffed teddy bear for company.
And we dropped the beaver in it. The first thing he did is swim right down the culvert and started swimming around the pond. Unfortunately, that was the last we saw of the beaver named Broadus.
Mock beaver dams, as Hoffman calls them, can pool more than 500,000 gallons of water during floods. He says he hopes to mimic the natural features of beaver dams, including enhancing wildlife habitat, stabilizing eroded stream banks, and improving water quality. Wisconsin, like the rest of the country, has lost about half of its wetlands since the late 1700s, due in part to declining beaver populations. Hoffman explains beavers are regarded as a nuisance animal that regulators believe harm trout. State departments have gone so far as to contract with the federal government to wipe them out.
Conservation trout stamp dollars should not be used to blow up beaver dams. It should be used to encourage water quality projects such as what we're working on right now.
Few mock dam projects like these exist in the state. Wisconsin has strict regulations that make permitting expensive. Hoffman has spent $20,000 in the past year alone for his own permit. He hopes to work with the state's Department of Natural Resources to create a new permit that would allow other Wisconsin homeowners to build their own dams. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. This story was produced with original reporting from Bennett Goldstein for Wisconsin Watch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with increasing clouds, high temperatures in the low to mid 20s. For tonight, increasing clouds with light snow developing late, low of 20. Light snow lingers into Sunday, total accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello and welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM over the airwaves and, of course, streaming 24/7 on the Civic Media app. Download it today, everyone. It is free. My name is Seth, and thanks for joining me on this Saturday morning. It is the 11th day of January 2025. We have kicked off the new year, of course, and I hope everyone's having a good one so far. We're going to get to several things today on the show. Main thing, though, is I want to hear from you. 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors or talk about events or talk about whatever. That's what we want to do here on Over the Back Fence. We're going to have some more Rock History 101 as I kind of sort of bring that one back from days of yore. Just going to play a couple of songs, give you a little music history as well. Going to have some fun with that. And we're going to talk about events happening here. We're going to talk about some sports and some sports programming, both on WFHR and on our sister station, WIR. So hope everyone's having a great day out there, and I want to let everyone know that if you were at the Southwood County Rec Center last night, sadly, you did not see a great game. The Minnesota Squatch really took it to the River Kings last night. Final score of 6-1. Of course, we had all the action, if you were not able to get there in person, on WIRI 105.5, your home for River Kings hockey. So they've got a chance tonight, everyone, to even the series and maybe get back to a tie for first place in their division. It's a big game tonight, so we do encourage you to head on over to the Southwood County Recreation Center. Get your tickets. They need your help tonight, everyone. Go there, make some noise, show them what home ice advantage is all about, as my good friend and colleague James J. Maloff likes to say. So get down there. Of course, if you can't, you can be there in spirit by listening at about 7 o'clock on 105.5 WIRI. Mike Comer will have all the action for you coming up tonight. Now, that is not the only hockey action you can hear today on WIRI. We were able to add a high school hockey game for this afternoon coming up, actually, not long after this show wraps up. We have the Lincoln High School Red Raider boys hockey team hosting the Northwest Icemen. It's going to be a We don't get to do this a lot, actually, have high school hockey on WIRI. We try to bring you as much high school sports as we can, of course, dominated by basketball this time of year. But we were able to get this one all worked out. So Mike Comer will be bringing you action for that this afternoon, as well as tonight. He's going to have a busy day today. So listen for that, everyone. Pre-game starts at about 12:20 on WIRI, and the puck drops at about 12:30. So make sure you tune in to see how the Red Raiders boys hockey team does against the Northwest Icemen, which is up near the Barron area, if you're not aware of that. That's near the Rice Lake area up in towards northern Wisconsin, let's put it that way. So that's coming up on 105.5 later today at about 12:20. No sports today on WFHR or tomorrow, a rare weekend where we don't have something going on. But we do have something coming up on Monday, of course. We've got the Greg Gard Show talking about the Badgers basketball team at 6:05, which is right after Playmakers. Yes, we finally get to have another Playmakers. We've been limited because of all the Badger sports going on the last couple of weeks and, of course, the holidays. So tune in. Get ready for Monday. Of course, we will know by then what the next round of the NFL playoffs are, whether the Packers will be moving on or going home and other teams around the area. Just talk about that. Of course, that'll be a chief topic of conversation coming up on Monday. So get ready for Playmakers. Call this very same number, 424-2600, as you would call for today. We do have some more sports coming up next weekend. I think Pam was able to send out our list for that. Let me quick pull that up so I can give you a little bit more information. Coming up on Tuesday next week on the 14th, we've got Wisconsin men's basketball as they host Ohio State at 7 p.m. Coming up on Wednesday, we have, of course, 5 o'clock Playmakers, and we at 7:05, we've got the Wisconsin Hockey Hour to talk a little Badgers hockey there with the coaching staff on that one. On Thursday, we've got a basketball game on the way. We've got Port Edwards boys basketball hosting Pacelli. We've got both Mike and Randy, hopefully, on the call for that one. That'll be a lot of fun. Pre-game starts at about 6:50 for that one. And then on Friday, we've got Playmakers at 6:30. We got men's hockey, Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey, hosting LIU. I think, is that what that is? Yeah, LIU. I don't know what that means. I have to look that one up. That one's coming up on Friday. And then on Saturday at 1 p.m., we've got Wisconsin men's basketball playing USC, the Big Ten, USC, if that's a thing now, yep. And then Saturday evening at 5:30, we got Wisconsin men's hockey as they host the second game with LIU. And then, again, no, nothing on Sunday. And then coming up on Monday the 20th, we've got women's basketball, Badgers women playing Nebraska. So that's lots of sports coming up over the next couple this weekend and next week, of course. Lots to bring you on both WFHR and on WIRI. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that. Real quick, want to go over our schedule for tomorrow because we do not have any sports coming up. We have at 1 p.m. on Sundays, of course, the rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Show. Tune in for that. It's a lot of fun. If you missed it at 7 o'clock this morning, great time to catch up on that. 5 o'clock, we've got a director's cut. We are in the middle of changing that show, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit. We're tweaking it. We're changing the name. It's Director's Playhouse is now the new name. We'll be bringing up more information about that as we go along. We've got more interviews and stuff. We're just a few adjustments to the show. It's not going to change a whole lot, but we do want to try some new things with it. So stay tuned for that, everybody. It's going to be at the same time, 5 o'clock on Sundays. Coming up from 6 to 7, a brand new Seth Faces the Music. Considering the time of year it is, I can't believe I haven't done this yet, too. That happens to me a lot on the show. Have I done this theme yet? No. Why? Well, I can't remember why I haven't done it. We're doing cold songs, everybody, coming up on Sunday from 6 to 8 on Seth Faces the Music. That's right. We have songs about cold. Tune in for that. And sit by a fire while you're doing it. Stay warm and cozy while you're listening to that so it doesn't get you too chilly. After that, at 8 o'clock, a brand new Unlabeled. Great. Oh, man. Some great tunes from James this week. I was going through the playlist. It's so awesome. Love that show and love all the great music that he picks out. So lots of great new shows coming up Sunday evening from 6 to 8. We've got Seth Faces the Music. Then from 8 to 9, we have Unlabeled. You're going to want to catch all of that, ladies and gentlemen, on our Sunday night block of local music programming. It is lots and lots of fun, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. A note here about the station from Pam. We were delivered a bunch of copies of the new 2025 Wisconsin Rapids Area Visitor's Guide put out by the Visitors Bureau. You can come on in, visit the station during our normal hours, which is Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and pick one of those up. Come in, say hi to Pam and whoever else happens to be here at the time. We'd love to see you here at 1690 2nd Avenue South. We're on the roundabout. Can't miss us, everybody. Big sign right out there of the parking lot. You can't miss where we are. And come on in during our business hours. Pick up one of these guides and say hello. They're also, by the way, planning on having a digital edition available of this guide as well, which would be very cool. But right now, hard copy, and they're beautifully put together, by the way. It's a great guide. Come on down to the station here and pick it up. We want to see you here and talk and give you one of these visitors' guides, showing you what's happening here in the central Wisconsin area. Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, here, let's get on to our first rock history as we go to our first break here, our first rock history song of the day. First of all, we are going back to the year 1958. Today, January 11th, was the release date for the Elvis Presley single Jailhouse Rock. It was put back a week after Decca Records in the UK pressing plant was unable to meet the advanced orders of 250,000 copies. Now, that may not seem like much these days, but think about back then. They had not seen something, this phenomena. It was absolutely amazing. Now, quick note about the song. Of course, Jailhouse Rock was the name of Elvis's next movie. They brought in a couple of songwriters to do all the music for that movie and a couple other ones for Elvis. A writing team called Lieber and Stoller, who had before hooking up with Elvis, of course, had recorded with a bunch of R&B acts, Big Mama Thornton, the Coasters, that sort of thing. Elvis had a huge hit with one of their songs, Hound Dog, probably one of his most famous songs. Of course, Elvis had completely ruined the lyrics, totally took him out. When Lieber and Stoller found out it was a hit, they said, first they looked at each other and said, Hound Dog, the Big Mama Thornton record? And one of them said to the other one, no, someone named Elvis Presley. And he said, what's an Elvis Presley? There was a lot of reactions like that to his day. But here he is, the Elvis the Pelvis, with one of his biggest hits from the movie of the same name, Jailhouse Rock, on WFHR.
Bandit to the jail out of rock. One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with increasing clouds, high temperatures in the low to mid-20s. For tonight, increasing clouds with light snow developing late, low of 20. Light snow lingers into Sunday, total accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR on this Saturday, the 11th day of December, 2025. It's 11:22 on the clock right now. The number to call is 424-2600 if you want to talk about buying or selling items out there somewhere in central Wisconsin. We'll take that information down, get a number out to everybody if you're looking to do that. Anything else you want to talk about, that is the number to call, 424-2600. We'll get into some events here in just a minute, but first I do have an item here that someone dropped off. Thank you for that. Thank you very much for doing that, ladies and gentlemen. Anytime you can drop it off here, or you can email info@wfhr.com. that's a great way to get us this information. We have for sale an AFG treadmill purchased from Brings Fitness, includes the owner's manual and a floor mat. They are asking $400 for that. If you have any inquiries, please phone 715-424-2784. That one more time, 715-424-2784 for that AFG treadmill. Includes owner manual and floor mat. $400 is the asking price for that item. So if you want to do just what that person did, send us that information. We would love to talk about it on the air for you on this show. All right. Let's get to some events happening, not only this weekend, the coming week, next week, as January continues. We'll look ahead for more stuff as well. Right now, let's talk about the fishery that's going on over at Lake Peatonwell. It's the fourth annual Peatonwell Palooza ice fishery and raffle. It's put on by the Rome Snow Bandits. Well into it right now, everyone, but it is going until about 3 o'clock. They have a lot of very cool raffles and door prizes, and oh my God, they have so much stuff they are giving away at this, ladies and gentlemen. It's really cool. It's over at the Lure Bar and Grill on Lake Peatonwell in Rome. So that is where to go to sign up and get on the ice there, do a little ice fishing. This is the season for fisheries, everybody. I think we've got one every single weekend coming up here. So make sure you don't miss that. All right. We have, let's see, some of the prizes they're giving away. I'm going to touch on that real quick because they've got like an electric bike they're giving away, a 7-night trip up to Canada, a fishing trip. They've got a Milwaukee tool combo that they're giving away. They've got a kayak, a stainless steel fire pit. I mean, great stuff. At 1 o'clock, they're having a meat raffle. They've also got basket raffles, 50-50 raffles, over 100 door prizes. I'm telling you, everybody, it's going to be a lot of fun by the time we get to the end of the day at the 4th annual Pete and Well Palooza Ice Fishery and Raffle put on by the Rome Snow Bandits. You can check out their Facebook page or their website for more information. Happening in Wisconsin Rapids today, if you would rather stay indoors than go outdoors, we got something for you. And or if you are, of course, a collector, the Central Wisconsin Card Show is going on as we speak. And that's going until about 3 o'clock today over at the Hotel Mead, 451 East Grand Avenue. They are featuring over 4,000 plus square feet and 40 tables with vendors offering sports cards and TCG cards. It's free to get in, does not cost a dime. And of course, what do you do at card shows? Buy, sell, trade, and just check out what they got, everyone. A great way to spend a January Saturday checking out some collectible cards, both sports and otherwise. That's today, right now, at the Hotel Mead, going until about 3 o'clock. So get on over there if you so desire to do that. One more time, I do want to let everyone know that there is another hockey game tonight. The River Kings taking on the Minnesota Squatch for first place. They got to get back in first place after the loss last night. They really need a split. Go cheer them on, everyone. The Southwood County Rec Center is where they play. Make sure you head on down there today. It's going to be a fabulous... I cannot describe the energy that will be in that building tonight as the River Kings look to even the series and get back to number one in the division. It's going to be a great night, so please head on down there. And if you can, of course, you can always listen on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Don't miss that as well. All right, turning to some other things here, I want to talk about, including stuff happening today. We do have the Model Railroad Show and Sale going on, the 27th annual, up in Stevens Point, both today and tomorrow. This is being held at the Holiday Inn Convention Center Hotel at 1001 Amber Avenue in Stevens Point. It goes today till about 5 o'clock. They open at about 9. And tomorrow they're going from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is an admission fee of $5 for adults, $2 for ages 12 to 17. Younger than that are free. This is sponsored by the Central Wisconsin Model Railroaders LTD, a nonprofit educational organization. And this is a great way to check out Model Railroad. And by the way, if you want to check out the interview James had with one of the organizers, you can check out Midday Magazine. He interviewed him on a Thursday, I believe it was. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, and then go find Midday Magazine, and it'll be one of the first ones that'll pop up there. And you can hear a little bit more about not only this event coming up, or going on right now, I should say, but also how you got into model railroading. If something that you're interested in, want to learn a little bit more about, great interview with James for that one. So make sure you check that out as well down at the 27th annual Model Railroad Show and Sale. That is happening in Stevens Point at the Holiday Inn today and tomorrow. Today till 5, tomorrow 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Go ahead and check that out. Something we want to touch on, this is something that we talked about last year, and we want to talk about it one more time. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking for folks to help show our veterans how much we appreciate their service and sacrifice by sending Valentine's Day cards to veterans living in WDVA facilities. Now, we put the call out for this last year, and I will give you a little bit more of the logistics here. These Valentines are hand-delivered by staff, including the secretary of Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Bond, to the veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families residing in our veterans facilities. They do ask that you mail your cards no later than January 31st to make sure they get in time. They all get sent to one place, and then they distribute them from those facilities on February 14th on Valentine's Day. They please ask that you do not include any candy, food, or snacks due to, of course, allergies or dietary restrictions. Just cards. That's all we need for that. Please send them too. This is important. Make sure you got a pencil. Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Attention, Veterans Valentine's, P.O. Box 7843. Once again, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. And we appreciate all of you who do this. It's a really cool event that they do every year. And you can be a part of it by going ahead and sending a Valentine's to a veteran. It'll be very, very cool. All right, let's take another break here, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be getting into some events happening next week and next weekend when we come back to the show here. And don't forget that number, 424-2600. Call up and talk to me, everybody. Let's talk about stuff that's going on. Let's talk about some rock history right now, everyone. I'll play another song for you. 1964 is the next history day or year we're going back to. Louie. By the Kingsmen was the number one song in the U.S. Cashbox music chart on this day. For a while, the record was banned by a handful of U.S. radio stations because of its indecipherable lyrics, which were rumored to contain, of course, naughty words. Even the FBI investigated the song. Yes, the FBI opened a file. It's ridiculous. But finally concluded that they could find nothing wrong. You think the FBI would have more to do than looking at song lyrics, but I digress. So, of course, it's a classic. It's been recorded by many, many people, but I still think the original is best. Here is, or are, the Kingsmen with Louie on WFHR.
Wisconsin beats Minnesota again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers jumped out to a lead at the Kohl Center and never looked back, beating Minnesota 80-59. It's the eighth straight time the Badgers have beat the Gophers. Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard.
You know, that second half, we got the ball moving. Even we did in the back half of the first half, we got those to go down, which it's a matter of time if we can continue to be unselfish and move the ball and obviously have it put away relatively early in the second half.
NBA, the Bucks with a 109 109-106 win on the road in Orlando against the Magic. Next, they face the Knicks tomorrow in New York. NFL, the Packers face a tough Eagles defense tomorrow, led by former Wisconsin linebacker Zach Bond, who's now with Philly after starting out with the Saints.
Yeah, a guy that can do it all. Just watching his progression, obviously from New Orleans, where he didn't play a ton, to see what he's done in Philly, it's been pretty impressive.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic. Serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics, pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper truck smells just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad winter day today with increasing clouds, high temperatures in the low to mid-20s. For tonight, increasing clouds with light snow developing late, low of 20. Light snow lingers into Sunday, total accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM on your radio dial and anywhere you go on the Civic Media app. Download it for free. Android, Apple, doesn't matter. We got it all there for you, ladies and gentlemen. Choose your favorite station, which of course would be WFHR. As we continue on with the day, 424-2600 is the number to call. Let's get into a few more things going on in central Wisconsin here. We're going to give a list here of several things happening this week at the McMillan Memorial Library. They've always got a lot of fun stuff going on. A couple of things before we get to that, though. I do want to remind everyone, if you are a Port Edwards basketball alumnus, you're invited to the annual alumni recognition basketball game. If you were a girls player when you were at Port Edwards, January 14th is your day. For the guys, it is January 16th. Alumni basketball players attending will be given admission to the games, be treated to on-court introductions at halftime, and an after-game social. Please invite your teammates who may not see this announcement. Parents, tell your kids attending college or living out of the area. They want you there, everybody. It's going to be, it'll be a lot of fun. And why not? Let's celebrate Port Edwards basketball. It's going to be very, very cool. So if you know anyone or you are yourselves an alumnus, January 14th and January 16th are the 2 days. Girls on the 14th, boys on the 16th. So go ahead and get that in your calendar, folks. Coming up this Wednesday, everyone, our good friends over at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Wisconsin Rapids at 611 24th Street North are having their Meals with Love. It's a hot meal served between 4:30 and 5:30 p.m. This is free for the entire community. Doors open at 4:15 p.m. So head on over there, get a nice hot meal, and spend some time, some fellowship with others in the community. That's one of the great things about meals like this, is spending time with others. And let's make sure we also mention, speaking of meals together, the Neighborhood Table is having their normal Thursday evening meal as well. Again, the dining room opens at about 4:15 for seating, and guests, of course, are asked not to enter before 4 p.m. You enter through the pantry doors to a small waiting area for your convenience. All the meals are healthy, nutritious, usually consisting of a meat, a starch, vegetable, fruit, and dessert. And if you would like some more information about this, it's 715-422-1980, 422-1980. This is every Thursday from 4:30 to 5:45, closed on holidays, over at Focus, 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. A couple of great meals going on down there. Let's take a look at the library schedule, because like I said, they've always got some great stuff going on, starting with Monday. Their Movie Mondays, or Monday Movies, I should say. They've got it, they usually do it twice a day, once at 1:30 and once at 6 p.m. This week on Monday, they will be showing the film White Bird. Here's a little synopsis for you. Struggling to fit in with this new school and being expelled for his treatment of Augie Pullman, Julian is visited by his grandmother and is transformed by the story of her attempts to escape Nazi-occupied France during World War II. Fascinating synopsis. Sounds like a very cool film. This is going to be at the Fine Arts Center on Monday at 1:30 and also at 6 p.m. for free, everyone. So go check that out at the library coming up on Monday. Let's go ahead and grab a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I just wanted to say that the Raptors are having their hot stove event next Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Mean Motel.
They are indeed. Yes. Thank you for reminding that. It's on our schedule, and we will be talking about that in the coming weeks. So thanks for that. Appreciate it.
Can't wait for it.
Nothing like hot stove. Getting ready for summer and baseball. I'm with you, man. It's some of my favorite time of year.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Yeah, that is on the schedule, and I think I'll talk about that a little bit later. More details about that event at the Hotel Mead, like the caller said. Also coming up on Monday at the library, this is very cool. They have a textile repair shop in the studio. Don't toss away your favorite shirt, jacket, pants, whatever. Fix it instead. This is going to be happening in the studio at the library from 3 to 6 on Monday. This is a textile repair shop. Do you have something that needs mending? Bring it to the library during those times, 3 to 6, and they will work to repair it. Mending is done on a first-come, first-served basis, and you will need to stay in the studio area while it's being fixed. Volunteers will work to get it mended or help you learn how to do it yourself. So this is very cool. If you can learn, of course, if you learn how to do it yourself, then you can fix it yourself, which is really, really neat. Of course, they will also help if you are not able to or you're not good at that sort of thing. They can help you out with that as well. Of course, there's no guarantee that they'll be able to fix anything, but why not give it a try, everyone? That's coming up on Monday at the library in the studio from 3 to 6, their textile repair shop at the studio. Very, very cool. Also coming up later on this week, there was a couple other things that I wanted to check, let you know about happening at the library here. Let's make sure I get those in there. There's a NAMI peer support group coming up on Wednesday, the 15th, from 6 to 7:30 in the McCourt Room. This is a monthly meeting that they have for people, a support group. Peer support group meeting. Blah, blah, blah. My mouth broke there for a second. So if you're having anyone who's dealing in your family with mental illness or yourself, this is a place to go and help some support for those who are dealing with that. All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. We have for sale 66 acres of excellent deer hunting land 2 miles north of Wisconsin Rapids. The price is going to be $3,700 an acre or best offer. We want to sell it, so or best offer. And next item is wanted to buy a remote control VCR that works. If anybody has one they don't use no more, I'd be interested in that. And the third item is we have for sale a 1997 Skidoo snowmobile. It's adult driven. It's got a new belt, plus a spare belt. It's got new wear, carbide wear rods. 3 gallons of injector oil go with it. It's going to be $2,500 or best offer. Runs excellent. Sometimes ice fishermen want a cheaper snowmobile to go ice fishing with. Mm-hmm. Anyways, for these items, 715-424-1058. Thank you.
424-1058.
Yes.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. A couple items there. Some hunting land for sale. Also a used Skidoo snowmobile if you're interested in those. Also looking for a VCR with a remote control. Old school, everybody. If you have one of those that works. Excuse me. He's looking for one. And if you're interested in any of that stuff or you can help him out, 424-1058. 424-1058 is the number to call. Excuse me. A little tickle in my throat there. All right, let's go ahead and take another caller right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
I have for sale a Magnavox shelf stereo system. It has CD player, AM/FM radio with a remote, and it's Bluetooth wireless. I'm asking $10 for that. And also a Nozomi LED dome lamp with wireless charger and HD audio speaker for streaming. I'd like $10 for that. And my number is 715-315-3100.
315-3100.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. A couple items for sale there. Looks like a stereo and a lamp. If you're interested in those items, call 715-315-3100. 315-3100, the number to call. Thank you, everyone, for those calls. Appreciate it. Keep them coming. 424-2600. Want to talk to you. Coming up on this this coming Friday, there is a teen play that is going on. It is the classic Seven Brides for Seven Brothers teen play. It's going to be happening, I think, two times. Let me double check on that here. I'll make sure I get the right information on there. Yes, there are two performances, one starting at 2 o'clock and one starting at 6 o'clock. This is going to be in the Fine Arts Center. And that is coming up, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers performance. We love supporting theater around here, especially for young people. And that's a very cool one. So that's coming up on Friday, the 17th. At the library. Check that out, everyone. All right, we got to take our final break of the hour here, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do a little more rock history on our way out here. This day in 1968, Tom Dumont was born. Probably doesn't mean anything to you. That's okay. He is a member, or I should say he was a member, a band member, and he was a guitarist and the producer for the band No Doubt. Of course, the band that brought to us Gwen Stefani, whatever you think of her. But they actually were a very popular band, had lots of hits through their lifetime. In fact, they sold over 33 million records worldwide. That is so, so impressive. So let's play one of their songs, one of the ones I like a little bit better. Here is No Doubt featuring Gwen Stefani with their hit Monday Morning on 105.5. WFHR, 97.5.
Little me, Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids.
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett. Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeah-ha!
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence. Going to wrap up the show here in just a minute. Thanks, everyone, for calling in. We are going to be heading to the Cripes Cast right after this. Don't forget, we've got Max Inc. Radio coming up at the 6 to 12 tonight because there are no sports on for us tonight. So make sure you tune in for that. Tomorrow, of course, we've got the Polk Show at 1, Director's Cut at 5, Seth Face of the Music at 6 to, from 6 to 8, 8 to 9. We've got Unlabeled. Make sure you guys check all that stuff out coming up on Sunday. Last song to wrap up the show today. It is from 1986. Pet Shop Boys score their first UK number one single with West End Girls. The first version of the song was released in April 1984, becoming a club hit in the United States after the duo signed with EMI. The song was re-recorded with producer Stephen Hagg. It's a very cool song, everyone, and that is how we are going to wrap up the weekend here. Hope everyone has a great weekend out there today and tomorrow. Enjoy the nice weather and the snow, which seems to be on the way. We'll see you next time on Over the Back Fence. So long, everybody.
A hard or soft option. In a western town, a dead end.
Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keys. In Los Angeles, not only is the death toll on the rise from those raging wildfires, first responders are warning that it could go even higher. Some 150,000 there are under evacuation orders, and many are still fleeing their homes. More than 20 people have been arrested for looting, trespassing, and curfew violations. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says there are 11 dead so far.
8 in the Eaton fire, and 3 in the Palisades County area. We also have reports for 13 missing individuals.
Cal Fire Battalion Chief Brent Pasqua says there has been some progress.
Overnight, the fire was the most active in the Topanga Canyon area of the fire, the northeast section of this fire. We had a surge of engines and crews that we sent over that way, and they were able to work all night with aircraft, our helicopters, that were dropping water all night, thanks to the relatively calm wind.
But the winds are on the rise, and people like Max Wiseman in Brentwood are keeping